I'm Cheryl Corley. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Still to come, you see the pretty monuments that define the nation's capital. We'll talk about how they were made. But first, on Saturday, the Corcoran Gallery of Art here in Washington, D.C. opened a new photo exhibit titled Access to Life. It chronicles the effect that free antiretroviral treatments are having on AIDS patients around the world. The exhibit is a joint project between Magnum Photos and the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. They sent an international team of noted photographers to 9 countries to shoot photo essays of the before and after effects the treatments are having on AIDS patients and their families. The photographic team included Larry Tao, who was sent to Swaziland in South Africa. One of his subjects was Toba Nazima in Swaziland, which has the second highest HIV infection rate in the world. Larry Tao and Toba Nazima join me now to talk about the Access to Life exhibit. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Well, Larry, can I start with you? What did Magnum Photos and the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria hope to really accomplish with this project?
Well, I'm a journalist. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to accomplish. I think you just go into the world and you discover it as you go. So I felt my role was to enter the lives of other people and discover it. So I spent time with a number of patients who had just begun their antiretrovirals and then went back 4 months later and visited them again after having been on treatment for that period of time. So what we hope to accomplish, I guess, was just to bring the daily life of patients back to America.
Well, Toba, you, of course, are one of those patients and the mother of 3. As I understand, one of your children died from AIDS when he was 8. Your oldest daughter, Naquanda, also has AIDS. And your youngest child, your son, is HIV negative. How did the Access to Life Project find you or hear about your story? As I understand, you had a producer named Adele Sokas, who went into Swaziland, and that's where they found you, Toba?
I met Adele at the clinic. They called me at home. They said I must come here, and they told me all about this. So she asked me, why do I accept it or not? I said, I accept it.
Why did you decide to accept?
I just wanted to be an example to other people. Maybe some people could copy what I've just done to take the treatment properly and how just to see how I live with the HIV and the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you wanted people to know that perhaps that this sort of treatment actually worked?
Yeah, because, you know, some people are stubborn. They just don't want to hear anything about this. So maybe if they hear one of those people, maybe they could take it easy.
Larry, why did you decide to participate in the project? I read your bio. It said you travel reluctantly, and yet you left your home and lived with folks and traveled around photographing for months.
Well, I travel reluctantly, but I do travel. I'm a photojournalist, and I choose my stories wisely, I guess, or at least, you know, I photograph things that are most important to me. And over the years, I mean, I'm in my 50s now, and I spent my earlier life as a journalist photographing conflict during the Reagan years in Central America, and then more recently, the past 15 years or so, in the Middle East. And healthcare issues are some. I'm Canadian, so access to healthcare, free healthcare, as far as I'm concerned, is always should be a human right. So when I was invited to do this, it just seemed like a continuation of that theme of healthcare.
Toba, how's the treatment going for both you and your daughter?
Very fine. You know, I've just seen many changes in my life and in my body and in my daughter's body too.
When you say very fine, were you very ill before or before you started taking the treatment?
Yeah, I was ill. I was admitted to the hospital. They said I had pneumonia. So I was weak and I lost a lot of weight. But after taking the treatment, I became better and my weight is okay now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Toba, tell me about your daughter. She's 15, you say, a teenager. How did she get HIV/AIDS and how did she feel about taking the treatment?
Oh, okay. A baby gets the HIV from the mother at birth. But, okay, she didn't know. And he asked me how he got it. I tried explaining it to her. It was hard at first. She just didn't understand everything. But I tried expressing everything to her. So now she's better now. She understands.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even hard for her to take the treatment.
How so?
She just didn't take it properly, you know. So I tried sitting down with her and I told her everything, that this is your life, what and that. So now she understands.
Mm-hmm. Larry, we of course are in a oral medium, but maybe if you could describe your photos for me, what can we expect to see in these before and after pictures?
I think in my case, there wasn't as visual a before and after effect, actually, because Swaziland and South Africa are a little ahead of, say, Haiti in terms of public access, public education. So people are getting treated sooner. The stereotypical image of a skeletal human being as they begin AIDS treatment is not that common because people are being tested sooner. There's a public education push to be tested, basically. So I was just photographing people's lives, really, the community around them, the reasons that they live. I was more interested in their emotional state than their physical one. Patients who had community support, for example, their church or their family, if they knew what was going on, they did quite well. Those who did not disclose to their relatives, to their families, usually did poorly. So I was more interested in that aspect, which is harder to photograph.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the world, you know, that I found myself in, and it was a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Larry, how did this project affect you personally? I mean, going and shooting photos is something that you do for a living. But when we started, you said that this was something about discovery, or has been about discovery. What did you discover?
A photographer, I mean, I think we gain meaning to our lives. It is other people who give meaning to our lives, I guess is what I wanted to say. So being involved with, you know, patients who are living or discovering life again or have hope again, obviously is going to give me the same impact. It's going to give me hope.
Mm-hmm. Toba, last question for you. What has your involvement in this project meant for you personally?
I'm very glad to be in this project. You know, I think what is really exciting me is that I think I will have to be an example to other people. You know, other people, it's so hard to explain this, and it's so hard to get it in their minds about all of this HIV. But I think I will make a better example to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Toba Nozima, whose AIDS treatment with antiretroviral drugs was documented in the new photo exhibit Access to Life, joined us from our bureau in New York City. And photographer Larry Tao joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you both so much.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much.
To learn more about the Access to Life exhibit, go to the Tell Me More section of the NPR.org website.